From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. More cases of a virus that's linked to birth defects are expected to appear this summer. So far, there have been 346 cases of Zika in the continental United States, but just two in Colorado. All of those cases were travelers, according to federal health officials. President Obama has requested Congress spend $1.9 billion to prevent the spread of Zika, including research. Colorado State University researcher James Weger is working on understanding the Zika virus.
There are a lot of candidate antivirals that would work probably well for Zika, but they're not approved for human use, so it would just take too much time and too much money to get them into humans to actually make a difference right now.
Weger says the bar is very high for a vaccine aimed at pregnant women. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon is fully open nearly 2 months after a rockfall caused major damage. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
In mid-February, that stretch of I-70 closed for nearly a week. Then it reopened to head-to-head traffic followed by single-lane openings in each direction. Tracy Truelove with the Colorado Department of Transportation says urgent repairs to the road are now complete. All four lanes are accessible.
Originally, when the emergency project was planned, we were talking about May 5th being our opening. So this was great to have it open about 23 days ahead of schedule.
Truelove says CDOT is still in the design phase for further rockfall mitigation for the canyon. Those repairs could cause future closures. I'm Laura Palmisano.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.